we talked about somebody that went out of the house and left the doors open and left things laying around.
They're careless.
All right.
And inconsiderate. Yeah. I've got two boys just like it.
All right. What would you call somebody that's that acts kind of strange at times? A little odd here and there.
Mentally ill, crazy.
Mm-hmm. Would you use the word queer?
I might.
Mm-hmm. Have you used it?
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm. Now queer is a perfect good word, and it has taken on connotation since they started using queer to designate people who are homosexuals.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't use it in the connection that I always did use it as much today as you did because you don't mean that a person is a homosexual.
Okay.
But if you say a person is queer today, the person who's listening to you will immediately consider them a homosexual.
Okay, what would you call somebody that's very set in their ways and...
I'd call them stubborn, and I would call them opinionated,
mm-hmm.
and I would call them, I don't know what else I'd call them, something though. I mean, they're the kind of person who has to have everything just so.
Mm-hmm.
They can't stand to deviate.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I didn't say the word you want.
Oh, no, you did. If somebody is easily offended or irritable,
I'd say they wear the feelings on their sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
They keep a chip on their shoulder and invite you to continually to invite you to knock it off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Something wrong right there.
How would you describe somebody that has a bad temper all the time?
Ill-tempered.
Mm-hmm. Would you have any other description?
Short-tempered.
Mm-hmm.
A cross.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'd probably use another word, but I can't think of it.
Okay. Say if somebody gets mad, and they just really get real, real mad. What would you say to them? You just say,
"Cool it, buddy, cool it."
Okay. You could, or else you could say, "Don't lose your temper. Just
reason this thing out. Just
Okay. All right, if, say, one of your sons come in and they've been working really all day long, and you ask them how they're feeling, what would you say? What would you say they would say? Or what would you just
say? They'd say, "I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
I'm exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working hard."
Mm-hmm. When you come home from school, tell me how you feel.
Used up. I'm exhausted.
Okay.
I'm ready for something. So I make it coffee instead of something strong.
Okay. Or you could come in and say,
"I'm pooped."
True. Or you could say, "I'm completely
exhausted."
All right.